Set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
Androids are cool. That's right, folks. We're back. It's...
that's you one. Know, I wasn't going to make you do that.
that's one. We're back. It is currently September 12th, the day of the iPhone 5 announcement at Apple's special event today. My name is Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
Androids are cool. So,
in case you may wonder why he's doing this.
In case you didn't know, the rumor that I was spreading that they wouldn't be calling it the iPhone 5, that they would merely be calling it the new iPhone, was incorrect. They are, in fact, calling it, and it is called the iPhone 5. The iPhone 5 was announced today at 10 o'clock Cupertino time, and everything that we knew prior to the announcement is pretty much the same thing we know now. I would say the only thing, and we'll just go ahead and start right off with, the only thing that we didn't know was the super crystal lens cover, the new external element on the... camera is made of what kind of crystal is it?
Sapphire crystal. And that's supposed to be pretty damn hard. It's like pretty close to diamond from what I understand.
That's what they're saying. It's just a little bit south of the strength of diamond.
Right.
So I did a few posts today on the Tiny Shutter Facebook page. We don't have any pertinent news other than the iPhone launch today. We do have our regularly scheduled show, though. It's going to consist of the iPhone 5 news, a little bit of news possibly about the iPod Touch, and our focus points. So, Mark, did you read, did you listen/watch the live blogging today?
Yes, I was on Engadget watching it, and I was listening to the Twit Network for some audio porn there. And I have to say...
What were they doing on the Twit Network, just reading?
They were pretty much just reading it, just doing some commentary, and then they were also doing a puppet show. They had a puppet Tim Cook reenact some of the... highlights of
classic.
The show. So that was pretty cool. Although I only listened to it. I didn't watch it. So I think I missed something.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I could always come back.
How about you, Matt? Did you watch anything?
No. Unfortunately, I have to work all day.
Well, who said we weren't working?
Well, I technically wasn't.
Well, they have that's why IT people that block all the external websites. So I have access to pretty much nothing during the course of my day.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool.
If only you had some sort of device that would be able to listen.
I do, but I don't want to use up all my data plan just streaming stuff on my phone.
Oh, that's right. You don't have the unlimited.
I don't.
So let's say this. Over the course of the past however many months, we've been doing iPhone 5 rumors. I mean, I think we started out like from episode one.
Pretty much.
You know, with iPhone 5 rumors. And the bottom line with all the past months and months of waiting is that, like I said it today on Facebook, it's like snooping around the house and sneaking peeks at your Christmas presents before Christmas morning. And then Christmas morning, it's like, you know?
Now, this is interesting.
I was pretty disappointed.
Well, this is the first iPhone where all of the rumors essentially were true.
All of the ones that were kind of nailed down as being confirmed came through as true. I mean, we didn't get any 3D camera. We didn't get any square home buttons.
It wasn't called the new iPhone.
Androids are cool.
We didn't get interchangeable lenses.
No, we didn't.
I don't.
But that was never a rumor. But that's still.
Yeah,
a
I don't think that was anything.
We didn't get near field communication.
We didn't get NFC, but that rumor was already nixed prior to the event.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to come up with stuff.
Yeah,
here.
You should. You should continue to do so.
We didn't get a pony.
we did, however, get a higher resolution FaceTime camera.
Yes.
So the FaceTime camera goes from 640 to 720, which is essentially it's 640 by 480, which is actually 480. So it goes from 480 to 720, which is a 300% jump in resolution. But you're still less than a megapixel in resolution if you're using it for stills.
Right.
Like I was saying pre-show, this is, and I've used it as a tip before here on Tiny Shutter. I use the FaceTime camera often, especially when it's, you know, me and my kids or me and my wife and we're out on vacation or we're doing something like that and I want to get a picture of us. I don't have to find somebody that could potentially run away with my iPhone. I can hold it up and take my picture of myself with the FaceTime camera.
Right.
Well, extremely easily.
Yes. All right, let's start with this. Who's getting this?
I'll definitely get one, but probably not for almost a year from now.
Well, that is an interesting point, because, I mean, for as far as iPhone photographers, you can get the 4S, because pound for pound, the camera is almost identical. I mean, you don't have that front lens element, that the liquid crystal or whatever the hell it is, and the only other thing is, according to them, they precision aligned the lenses now on the iPhone 5 as opposed to just throwing them in,
right?
and apparently, this precision alignment is supposed to give you sharper, crisper images. Most everything else, though, is software related, other than the A6 processor. Obviously that gives you faster picture taking. It also gives you better low light production.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that their super duper low light processing is software fix that's going to be available on the 4S and 4 though as well.
I'll be curious to see that. They didn't really spend much time on the low light capabilities.
They didn't spend much time on the camera at all.
No. I mean, they talked about the new panorama feature.
Yeah, but I mean, even that they glazed over. I mean, to be honest with you, for the whole event, it was like, it wasn't a Steve Jobs event. It was a letdown from moment one. It really wasn't like amazing. I mean, the Foo Fighters for the last half hour of the show were better than anything else from what I heard.
I mean, but again, we never got to see this firsthand. We're only going by what the people wrote about it. So, I mean, whatever they focused on is what we read, basically.
Yeah, but I watched I started watching the video already. It's available.
Oh, did you?
It's available now on Apple.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, and I mean, and I watched the photography portion and into the audio portion.
Yeah, and they did it quickly.
Yeah, it really was. It really felt like it was hurried. They didn't have a lot to dig into and make you, you know. I mean, it was the same old stuff. You know,
yeah.
This many millions of apps and this many millions of users, and you know, there was no information today about the mini iPad, but they did throw out a lot of iPad stats as far as, you know, basically it's the tablet in the world right now.
Yeah. Well, we could get into that in a little bit, but what did you guys think of the panorama feature?
The picture was built-in, impressive. I mean, according to one of the blogs I read, this is a feature that's been buried inside the iPhone for a while.
Yes, I remember seeing this a while ago. For people who were able to jailbreak their phones, they would be able to access the panorama feature.
Yeah.
Which is weird why they never let it come out.
No, maybe sooner. Maybe they were just hoping to use it as another bullet point for a launch.
Yeah. I think one of the most impressive features is being able to video record and being able to take a picture at the same time.
That is neat.
I like that. And all I could think about is your...
I was just going to say that sounds like a pretty cool feature.
Yeah, and all I could think of is when you were photographing Obama, when you were using your iPhone to videotape the last last part.
Right.
And that would have been perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that would definitely have been neat. I mean, I don't know what the functionality is, but I'm assuming that if you click a button, it also grabs a full resolution still. I mean, is Is that what we're being led to believe?
I didn't get the details on that. All I know is that you could get a photo and video at the same time.
Right. That is interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, same 8 megapixel camera. According to what he said today, the processor, the ASICs chip, and the what he's calling the ISP, the image something processor, is giving you up to two stops of better low light performance.
That's pretty good. There's really not a lot about this new phone that I'm super duper excited about. The A6 chip, that's pretty cool. The faster processing, faster graphics and stuff, that's pretty cool. And the battery life improvement is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
apparently it will have a charge on standby of almost 9 days or so. I'd have to charge my iPhone every single day. It's almost dead. So, but from everything I'm reading about it, I'm really not sure why I wouldn't just throw down $100 or something and upgrade from a 4 to a 4S, because there I'm going to get a better camera, a better processor, and I don't have to buy any new accessories.
And you're using the 4 right now, right?
Correct. You said?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're still getting an improvement.
Right. So exactly. The 4S would be a big improvement for you, and you're still going to get Siri, and you're still going to get all of the iOS 6 updates that they talked about today, which was a lot of what the special event was about today, was iOS 6.
Yep.
So that's a free upgrade that's going to be retro all the way back to the 3GS, I believe, for some of the stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I think they mentioned that the panorama feature is going to be able to be used on the 3GS too.
I don't remember hearing that, but
he showed a picture on the screen today of a bee on a flower.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
I did.
So he showed the picture of this bee on the flower, and as he was talking about it, he talked about the beautiful buttery bokeh in the background, and how this was a macro picture with some beautiful bokeh in the background, and the depth of field in this particular image with the bee on the flower is relatively shallow compared to what we're normally used to seeing for an iPhone picture.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the minimum focus distance, the minimum focal distance, has been decreased for this one.
Hard to tell.
It is hard to tell, but you can definitely see an increase in the, or a decrease rather, in the depth of field. It's definitely more of a shallow depth of field than I can remember ever getting out of an unaltered iPhone picture.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we'll just have to find out. Keith, are you going to get this?
Absolutely. I have an iPhone 4. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for over 2 years now to upgrade. I'm not going to go for the 4S. I stood in line and got the 4, so I've had it from day one.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting to upgrade to the 5, so I'm definitely going to get it.
Same here.
Yeah.
It would be crazy for me not to, because I don't mean to shield these guys. They're not an advertiser, but I looked at the numbers, and if I buy the 16 gig for $200, I could take my old iPhone, my 4S, sell it on Gazelle for $261. So I'm actually making $60 off of this.
Yeah, see, if I were you, I would get the 32, and it only costs you $40 in your scenario, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
All right, so we've done enough jibba jabbering about the lack of stuff to talk about here on the Apple event today regarding the iPhone camera. Anyway, next generation ISP built into the A6 processor, which is supposed to give us a faster launch, faster photo capture. It's got a smart filter now, which is supposed to be able to analyze photos a little bit more color-wise before it gets to the ISP, so that it can generate a more robust and lifelike picture, I guess. What they're calling spatial noise reduction, which is Well, actually, the spatial noise reduction is what's going to grab pixels from around the noisy pixels and kind of do some averaging, I guess is probably what's going to happen. But basically, lower noise presence in your low light pictures.
Yeah.
And then what else? So same 8-megapixel sensor, backside illuminated hybrid IR filter, your infrared filter, the 5-element lens, which is the same thing that the iPhone 4S had, but now they've aligned them more better, like, I guess, whatever. And the same 2.4 constant aperture. The 4S had the 2.4 too, right?
I think it was 2.8, but I don't remember very well, so...
Well, maybe that's why we're getting that shallower depth of field. All right, folks, let's move on. Real quick, I want to mention we got a few postagrams this month. One from Doc Pop. Thank you very much, sir. And I actually got another one. Damn, I don't have it in front of me. But a while back, we had gotten one. I'd already read it on the air. Gentleman had used up the coupon codes and sent us a picture of his DSLR sitting on the floor, and it was a behind the scenes shot of a small film he was doing.
Yeah.
And he had messed up in somewhere in the process, he had messed up in the ordering, and I actually ended up getting 4 of these postagrams from him, the exact same thing, with like in the span of 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Just last week I got another one. So I'm not sure how many times he pushed the button or what happened, but anyway, so thank you very much for that. We love the love. And let's move into our focus points for the week. Mark, what do you got?
I got nothing.
Okay, Matt.
Oh, the iPhone 5. Buy it.
All right, my focus point is inspired by my recent trip to Acadia National Park.
I want to go there so bad.
You mm-hmm. should definitely go. If that could be a focus point, I would love for it to be. But in any case, since it's located on the coast in Maine, I was spending a lot of time photographing basically along the cliffs and the ocean. And the app that I'm talking about here, it's called what the hell is it called? Jeez Louise. It's called NOAA Buoy Data and Tide Data.
It's no wonder you couldn't remember it off the top of your head.
It's a very long...
Ridiculously easy. How could you forget?
Yeah. I actually think it has a shorter name. It's just called Buoy Data when it loads on your phone. It's not that whole giant long dictionary encyclopedia thing I just read to you. In any case, this was a really... awesome app for knowing what was going to be going on along the coast before I even got there. So basically what I did before I left on my trip is I searched out, there's buoys out in the ocean that have electronics on them that record all sorts of stuff. And in the app, you could find these buoys and you could click on them or make a list of your favorite ones or something like that. And you could check out all this information that these buoys are recording. And they record things like the weather, temperature, they record wave heights. And that was some really cool stuff because I was able to, throughout the course of a day, click on a buoy that was about 20 miles off the coast of Acadia and see the change in the height of the swells. And like on Saturday, for instance, the swells were getting bigger and bigger during the course of the day. So later in the evening, these giant waves were crashing up on shore. And that's when I went and did some of my photography. And if you're anywhere along the coast, this is really a great app to have for knowing when you're going to get some really cool weather or some cool waves to photograph.
Nice. Did you mention a cost yet?
It's $1.99.
Cool. All right. So my focus point for this week is PicFX. I know it's been my pick of the week before, but I love it. And it has just gotten a major update. I believe they're up to version 3.0. I think it's a .0 update. And new interface, new filters, new awesomeness. You got to go get it. If you don't have PicFX yet, I think it's $1.99. It might be $2.99. It's definitely worth it. It's a great app. It's just got so much potential. There's just literally an infinite, and now there's like even that much more of an infinite array of possibilities. You cannot get the same picture twice. I mean, if you're doing any kind of experimentation, you know, you can all of the filters have scalable powers to them, and there's just, I don't know, some tons and tons of filter availability to them. You have to go check it out. PicFX, it's an awesome app. It's great, great filter apps. Tons and tons of filters. I mean, literally with this app, you don't even have to go buy filter packs from all these other companies. This thing does it all. It's awesome. It's a great app. You got to have it. I know I've mentioned them before, but they've got a huge update now. If you already have it, go download the update because it kicks butt.
It's awesome.
They added a new group of filters called the PFX film filters, and those are just killer. They're really cool filters.
So you guys have already both got it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely an awesome, awesome app. I love it. And the update is kick butt. The new interface is kick butt. So cool. Well, I'm glad you guys have already gotten the experience, and you can back me up on the fact that it's a kick butt app, right?
I got your back, man.
So, me too.
Androids are cool.
You know what? We just went into it. We never explained why you're saying this.
Well, go ahead. You explain it.
Well, yesterday, early in the day, I made reference to the fact that it was a 5 in the invitation that Apple sent out rather than a 6. So I said that it was going to be called the new iPhone 5. And you still disagreed. So we made a little bit of a wager of what this iPhone would be called. And
the wager was that whoever lost had to say Androids are cool.
Androids are cool, or I love Androids.
And that's, and I just said it for the fifth time. I won't be saying it again. So that's just a little bit of fun love between us. Okay, folks, it's come to that very, very exciting part of the
You said it so enthusiastically.
All right, folks, if you remember last week, we talked about picking a picking pictures out of the Tiny Shutter hashtag lineup for our post pictures. Those are the pictures that accompany the post over at tinyshutter.com. So we drew straws before the show, and Mark got the short one. Mark, have you come up with a picture to use for this week's post picture?
I did, and since we used the rule that we can't use our own, I kid. I found one by username GSK Brew, and his photo is a really cool one. I thought it was a panoramic at first, but when I saw that he was using the 645 Pro app, I realized that it looks like the 16 by, well, what's that aspect ratio? 16 by 9?
Yeah, there's a panoramic crop there, yeah. I don't know what it is, but.
But it looks like he's using that crop. And what this photo is a gorgeous photo of the sky. It's very detailed, very pretty, and I thought it was inspiring. I liked it. I liked it very much. So he is our post of the day.
Post picture of the week.
Post picture of the week. There you go.
Yeah, I just made that up.
I like it.
Sounds good, though.
It's good. I like it.
What do you think, Matt?
I'm amazed by that.
By post picture of the week or by the picture?
Yes.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, mostly post picture of the week.
Cool.
You're only jealous because you drew the long straw. It does.
All right. Well, thank you very much for contributing. I believe the guy's name is Scott.
Scott K.
Thank you very much for contributing, Scott. Folks, if you want to get your picture chosen for post picture of the week, dun dun dun. Make sure you hashtag your pictures Tiny Shutter, and next week it will be Matt that chooses what the post picture of the week is. So listen, folks, next week we'll get back to a regularly scheduled program. I know this one was kind of a lackluster kind of thing, but it had to be done. You know, it's a fairly major thing. Sadly, it wasn't anything epic like they didn't spring anything on us. You know, even somebody at Engadget said, you know, we're still waiting for the, and that's not all, and it never came. It was just 3 songs in a set by Foo Fighters, and then see you later.
Yeah.
But but we will be back next week, and we have an app review coming up next week. We have more focus points coming up next week. Hopefully we'll get some crazy awesome news coming up next week, and you guys will be here because you know why? You are awesome. So until next week, I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You just like it because it's called lightning.
No, I like it because you could be brainless and still stick it in the hole.
Wait, we're talking about the connector, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in your pants.
That'll be messy.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.